cheating scandals, and a new baby. Kardashians Weekly starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I dug my key into the side of this.
Come on, sing.
What is up, you guys? Welcome to Kardashians Weekly. We have the cheating anthem playing in the background because there's so much dirt to uncover tonight.
Yes.
Dakota and Rachel are out tonight, unfortunately, but we are always joined by the lovely and great Howard III.
Hello, everybody. Nice to see you. Nice to be seen.
Nice to be here.
I know.
And also, we do have a special guest joining us again. Will Ontiveros from Revenge Body Season 1. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me back. I'm quite shocked I'm back again.
Well, we are so happy to have you.
Yes.
So without further ado, you guys, let's get into it. This week has been
messy.
Messy, insane. Mm-hmm. I think we're all shocked at what has going on. So if you've been living on a rock, living under a rock, on Tuesday, news broke that Tristan Thompson has been cheating on Khloe Kardashian. And we're going to go through a couple stories because they just keep coming. Every day, it's something different. It's something new.
It's a new thought.
It's a new thought. So Tristan was seen out this past weekend in New York City with a woman identified as Instagram model Stephanie. Insiders say she spent roughly 4 hours at Tristan's hotel on Saturday and several more hours Sunday morning after a night out on town. She was spotted leaving his hotel again Monday evening, toting an overnight bag.
Wow.
So the previous night at the club, she was seen leaning into Thompson for what appeared to be a kiss. The NBA had his back toward the camera and was wearing a black jacket over a white hoodie. The athlete was spotted in another social media photos wearing the exact same outfit. So according to a club goer, Tristan and his group of friends were at the lounge from around 7:30 to 9:30. Everybody knew who he was, and they saw him and this girl making out.
Thotting and bopping. That's okay. What was happening.
First impression, go. First thoughts.
Sad.
Yes.
Honestly, like, out of the whole Kardashian clan, I feel like everybody's favorite is Khloe. Let's just be real about it.
She's my girl.
And when you're pregnant, on top of everything else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sad.
Very
much. It's more sad. And then my second thought is, like, love you, but also, like, didn't this exact same thing happen, but you were the girl?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, if they do it to you with them, then it's going to come back to you with somebody else.
How you get them is how you leave them?
Yeah.
How you get them is how you lose them.
Mm-hmm. How you lose them. Exactly. Well, we do have a video showing the woman entering and exiting the hotel with Tristan Thompson. Check it out here.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm in the same hotel. Nothing's wrong. I don't know her. Was that the same car?
Yep. Same car.
And she had, like, a weekend bag. Like, they were spending the night. She was staying there.
Well, allegedly, she was there for 3 days.
I mean, does he not think that she's going to find out? Like, people talk. Hotel staff talk.
Exactly.
You're a tall guy.
Exactly. This is the thing that I'm thinking, though. If she was there multiple days and nights, like, look how casual they are together. This isn't
nonchalant.
A random girl. This may have been going on for a long time. And also, he left the hotel and flew back, or wherever he went, and she stayed. So that's a relationship that's a little different. You don't just have your, like, side thing stay at your current hotel. She was getting room service. Mm-hmm. You know she was living a life.
You want to give him the benefit of a doubt. You know, but the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he...
No, I don't.
Well, let's try. Devil's advocate. Maybe he has a friend. Maybe they're partying. Maybe they're hanging out in the hotel and they're not hooking up. But this is just too much evidence. The weekend bag.
Exactly. My whole thing is, if you gotta, like, cheat and stuff, cheat smart. Like, you know you're an athlete.
Is this from experience?
Totally. Well, hey,
it's not about me, but, you know. My whole thing is, why get in the same car with the girl? Send this girl in an Uber. You know what I mean? She's a side piece. She doesn't deserve the luxuries.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be in that same car. She doesn't need to go to the same clubs. Send her with her girlfriends to the club. Like, you're a 6'7" guy. We know who you are. We've seen your face. You're with one of the biggest family reality TV stars there is. Cheat smart. Like, why is this girl hanging around with you all nonchalant? That also
makes me think again that this isn't just a side thing.
Yeah.
This is, like, a little more.
Oh, it's ongoing.
Yeah.
Which leads us into our next story, because they just keep coming. So TMZ has released scandalous footage of Tristan dating all the way back to October.
Wow.
So the newly surfaced surveillance vid from a Washington, D.C. hookah lounge on October 7th, when Khloé was already 3 months pregnant, seems to show the Cleveland Cavalier getting handsy with two women at a club. Mm. He even motorboats one before they both rub his crotch.
Word.
So we also have a video of that if you haven't seen it. Let's check it out right now.
I'm going to pay attention to the crotch rubbing.
It's so much. And...
Uh-oh, is it working? Oh, here we go. Okay. Thanks, TMZ.
And you know it's real when it's TMZ.
Yeah.
You just know. I haven't seen this in depth. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, bye.
That's what I'm saying. Look all at that in the one. Middle of the club, too.
And also, if you're with your girlfriend and she's like, I want to participate, too. Like, you're both gross.
Just a hot mess. And peep homegirl in the corner. So it looks like it's a third girl,
yeah,
girl,
there's
too.
A third one, too. Mm-hmm. But look at how, like, slutty these girls are. Like, look what they're doing.
I would party with them, though. You know, they're like, good party friends.
Yeah, they're fun, but... He's obviously in a relationship.
Oh, and they don't care.
Then they all. Do not care.
Because it's groupies. Groupies and don't care.
And some of
care.
The...
Look, all in his pants.
Look at that.
Oh my God, I'm so drunk. Let me fall right in your crotch.
She said, girl, we're going to get paid tonight.
Yeah,
someone's
no,
about
exactly.
to have a baby tonight.
So yeah, apparently one Ooh. Of the girls came out and said that she didn't know that Tristan and Khloé
oh,
were
please.
Serious.
Oh,
it's like...
Gosh.
Come on. Everybody
Please.
And their mother knows that Everybody. Tristan and Khloé are dating. It's all
and
over her Instagram.
Aren't you girls Instagram models? Like, wouldn't you know the tea on this? Mm-hmm.
Great
also, that
point.
Instagram model money not be that good because you have to go and do what you're doing. You know what I mean?
I mean, no. Tristan's young. He's 26. He mm-hmm. has money. He has fame. He has women throwing themselves at him. But, and like you said, he cheated on... allegedly, we don't know this for sure, but mm-hmm. he had a pregnant girlfriend. He yeah. left her for a Kardashian, and that's kind of a come up, you know? And assuming that most likely he was cheating on her when he first got with
Khloé. I feel
like
the rule of yeah. thumb, though, is like, regardless, because you know men, they'll be like, oh no, baby, like, our relationship's over. She just is pregnant. Like, it's not a thing. If you're that girl, right. mm-hmm. let me know when the baby's 1 year old mm-hmm. and let me know, like, what happens. Mm-hmm, and then we right. can talk. But right now, you need to focus on your child and that past relationship. Because regardless, your baby mama still needs you.
Totally.
Exactly.
Agreed.
And it just makes me mad because it's like, Tristan, you've seen what Khloé's been through. She's probably opened up to him and said, you know, my past relationships haven't mm-hmm. been the best. Mm-hmm. I just want to move forward, especially with this baby. Like, you know everything. Why are you... Like, just doing this to hurt her. And you know that people know you. Mm-hmm. It yeah. just makes... It never makes sense to me when celebrities cheat because there's a camera everywhere.
They think that they're invincible. They think that they have so much power that they can get away with anything. And
yes.
if anyone that has a camera these days, you can't get away with it.
You can't.
Unfortunately. Actually, or fortunately? Fortunately.
It depends on what side you're on.
Of course. Yeah. So, you know, there's been many more stories, but another one... was cheating story number three. Tristan got close to a fifth woman. There's a couple other ones, but we'll highlight the main ones. Her name was Tanya, while his girlfriend Khloé Kardashian was pregnant, obviously. He and the Dior sales associate were seen leaving the Four Seasons downtown in Manhattan within minutes of one another back in November. The pair had met up in an NYC club. Doesn't this sound familiar? The night before that, just weeks before Khloé announced her pregnancy. In February, Tanya traveled to Boston to watch the Cleveland Cavs take on the Boston Celtics. The pair were photographed together on March 24th at a nightclub Pergola. Tanya left the club and got into a waiting car where Tristan joined her minutes later, never returning to the Four Seasons for his midnight curfew. Tristan was by Khloé's side as she gave birth on Thursday. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that later. So again, another woman, he seems to meet women at clubs, take them back to hotels.
I'm going
to
make a prediction.
This seems to be his
MO. While you're reading that, I made a prediction.
What?
Excuse me. His team is going to come out and say, he's a sex addict.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to pull the celebrity sex addict card.
Pull the sky.
And everybody's going to be like, oh, well, we're not going to buy it. But that's what they do. When you start cheating around, and you're a celebrity, you're like, how do I get my image back in order?
Yeah.
You pull that card. I guarantee you it's going to come out. And unfortunately, I have this weird feeling that Khloé's going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, there's already reports saying she already took him back. So my whole thing is, it's just like, if we knew, I low-key knew, because Khloé's my girl, that she was going to take him back. Mm-hmm. But it's like, at least make him work for it.
Yeah.
Don't just like, oh, I understand you want to be a family and you want to, you know, live out the dream. But come on, like, start them off as friends again. Like, sleep downstairs,
no,
on the
not
couch.
Even in the same house.
That's true.
Well, we don't know what's really going on.
That's the other thing, too. We don't know. And I was thinking before I came here today, I was like, what the hell would have that felt like when he flew back? Was he in a hotel? Was he allowed in the house again? Because Chris is there, right?
Right.
Like, Chris is there. Are they all in the same house? Like, what is dinner like? Like, what is, you know, passing in the hallway of this, you know, I'm assuming it's a mansion. Like, what is the energy? It must be awful.
And at the delivery room, like, what's that like? Especially with, you know, your whole family is there. Because I know once my family's around and somebody's done wrong to me, it's like, ooh, don't even let me see that person. Like, what's Kim thinking?
And then also, was it his family a part of that?
Ooh.
Or was he respectful? Where, I mean, you already got caught. If it were me, I'd have been a little bit respectful and just have my mama. And that was it. And be like, this is my baby, too.
I did read a couple stories that said that she, like, basically had forgiven him for cheating and was over it and was just happy to give birth and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that's true. I feel like Khloé's a strong woman and she would have, like, you know. But who knows?
Hormones.
Exactly.
They could have really flooded her.
That's true.
She might have not been thinking.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, she's also been down this road. So maybe she's thinking, like,
Lamar's done this to me.
Yeah.
For real.
Lamar's already done this to me, but now it's different. I have our child here. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's like, I don't want to fight with you. But still, make him work for it.
She might come to her senses when the baby is, like, 3 months and be like, you know what? And then just really, that's it. Cut ties. Also, can we get back to that? He's 26.
He's so young.
When I was 26, there's no damn way. I couldn't even imagine having a baby now, but 26 is like you're wealthy.
And you're rich.
And you're famous. There's no way
you
can be like everything that you need to be for a family.
Right.
There's just no way. Unless you're a special kind of guy.
Yeah. And if he's cheating now, he's going to cheat again. Now, speaking of relationships, our friend Maria Menounos knows a lot about relationships, and she gives great advice on her new podcast. Howard, do you want to tell us about that?
Of course. I mean, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, because you know I do. For all those who do, we do have that podcast, like Shanti was saying, Conversations with Maria Menounos. So it's a podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV co-founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secret tips on how to better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, anything you can name it, Maria's got it for you. So let our Maria be your big sister. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, which is always great. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let her know that the Kardashian Weekly team sent you over there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Thank you, guys. And while you're watching us here on YouTube, you can also listen to us on iTunes. So if you're driving, make sure you check us out there. And please rate us 5 stars because you love hearing us. Also, give us a thumbs up on YouTube so we know that you're watching and you're liking. And comment because we like to read what you have to say.
Love it.
So let's get into when Khloé actually found out about the cheating scandal. Apparently, she went ballistic when she found out.
She was everywhere.
Of course. A source close to the star said she was devastated when she saw the pictures of Tristan. She went absolutely ballistic at him. She is not only hurt, she is humiliated and worried for their child. How could he do this? And so publicly, when their baby daughter could arrive within a week. And it sounds like the Kardashians tried to warn her about his reputation. Mm-hmm. They said the truth is that he has a bad reputation. They had warned Khloé about him. He's done this before, but she didn't want to hear it. She loves him. And apparently also when she found out, she wanted to get out of Cleveland and go to L.A., take her bags, out. And her doctor wouldn't let her. She was about to give birth.
There's no way.
She had to stay, which is understandable. I guess all of her friends feel awful for her. She hasn't spoken to many friends. Everyone is letting the dust settle before they reach out to her.
Let's, rewind, though, because this whole video that came in October, somebody must have had it at that time.
Mm-hmm,
and TMZ released it, right?
Yep.
Well, we all know it's a little underground known fact that Kris Jenner and the people at TMZ have a little something-something, a little something. So in my head, I'm thinking, to protect Khloé, she might have known and just not divulged any information until something else came out. And then the weekend happened. It was like, okay, we have no other choice than to go forward with this.
I mean, that's why I think it's interesting. I do think that TMZ probably had this holding on to it since October.
Right.
But then how does it work? Like one thing happens, another, all snowballs in one single week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bizarre. Obviously it's all calculated, right?
A little planned. Well, that's the biggest rumor, that Kris orchestrated the whole thing.
I don't believe that.
Haven't you heard that?
No.
She would never.
Yes.
But people always are wanting that good Kardashian conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
So allegedly, the rumors are saying that, Kris had orchestrated this whole thing to get more publicity for Khloé.
Matter what, anything that ever comes out, people say that Kris orchestrated it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't think that she did for this particular thing.
At this point, it's just a running joke, but the funny thing is Kris is just probably maniacally laughing. I got you all.
I hope not.
Poor Kris. I heard this is also supposed to be on the show, too.
Yes, I heard that this is all being filmed right now.
Oh, so my God. I will say this, because y'all know I produce TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I severely doubt that a camera crew was there. However, if you watch Kardashians, because obviously you do, a lot of times it'll be iPhone. So no matter what's going on in their life, they're obligated to record.
Mm-hmm.
So there probably are going to be snippets that we'll see later on of the birth and things that are happening, but it will not be a camera crew. I severely doubt that. Mm.
I'm sure we will hear about it, though.
Oh,
they will talk about it,
of course.
What I love about the Kardashians.
Definitely.
So we actually all did a poll today on Twitter.
Mm.
And we're going to go over those results right now. It was, after the cheating scandal, do you have sympathy for Khloé Kardashian? And on the one hand, yes, it's sad. She's about to give birth. It's the worst thing that could ever happen right before you go into labor. Or no, we saw it coming. He's an athlete. Haven't we seen this before with everybody else that she's dated and other people have dated in her family? Athletes, musicians, they don't have the best reputation. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like,
girl, it was going to happen eventually, kind of deal.
Oh.
So what were the polls?
So 63% said, yes, it's so sad. Which it is sad.
Yeah, totally is sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
We're like, oh, how nice. A little over half.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, the Kardashians are, one of the most loved and also one of the most hated people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I know for a damn fact Blac Chyna was just sitting, drinking, sipping, and just loving every single moment.
Sipping.
She probably did that poll. She probably did that poll.
I wasn't even thinking about Chyna. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you always have to because it's calculated. Yes. Are you kidding?
She's over there I got a baby. I have your house. And now, Khloé, your relationship is over.
Okay, so e-cameras, we're getting word from Brianna that e-cameras did not film Khloé Kardashian's birth.
I called that one.
Well, you're right.
It's just, it would be too invasive.
Too
and I, there are certain things that you're not going to be there for. And that's okay.
I mean, they filmed Courtney's, right? Did they do Kim's?
Courtney's was different. It was I don't think it was a full camera setup. I think it was iPhone status.
Mm.
If I remember the footage being correctly. It was very little janky.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I bet you if we see anything, it'll be exactly that kind of same model.
So let's get into what a couple people in the media have commented about this scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan's ex spoke. She isn't gloating about him allegedly cheating on pregnant girlfriend, or now not pregnant anymore. The 26-year-old NBA star first baby mama, Jordan Craig, whom he left while she was pregnant, shared her thoughts on Instagram on Tuesday night. And her post said, "If you respect yourself and you respect others, you would never make light of the misfortune of anyone, nor would you feel indemnified when it comes at the expense of others." Mm. Wishing peace for everyone.
Wow.
Which I feel like is
God
very
bless,
mature.
But
yeah.
Very, I know.
Do we know anything about this girl? Because
she's a lifestyle blogger.
Okay, so she wanted some likes and some views. Okay.
So,
you know, it's an ex of his. Yes. I don't trust anything of an ex of his.
I know. But at least she was respectful about it, which I liked. She was so nice. Now, someone else spoke out, Amber Rose, right, Howard?
Oh, yes.
Howard, we have a group chat and Howard texted us like, Amber Rose commented. Okay, so this is what Amber Rose wrote. She said, I know we've had our differences in the past, but my heart is broken for you, sis. SMH, no one deserves to feel that pain. Especially during such a sensitive time. God bless you and your baby. And then apparently she deleted the Instagram story.
Oh, did she?
Okay. First of all, it sounds nice, right? But I think shady boots. Like, really?
But why? Because I don't know any of this tea between them at all.
Because
it's a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Howard, why don't you tell us?
This is like a quick rundown.
Just a quick. So we know Amber and Kanye dated. Then Amber and Kim don't like each other because
of the man.
Right, because of the man. So then Chloe was just stepping up for her sister. As she so now they does. Don't like each other. That's really the whole tea.
So it's in super a petty and
right.
Anything I know about Amber Rose though is she's actually pretty like good about, you know, smoothing things out and being chill.
I think Amber Rose is cool and I agree with you, but I think it's odd to publicly comment about someone that you're not getting along with in the press when they are down, if that makes any sense.
Right. It could be one of those things that, I mean,
it's like, oh, I feel like I'm so sorry for you. It's kind of like,
it was so public though that it's like almost like if somebody didn't respond, it'd be like, what are your thoughts anyway? Like, okay, when CNN alerts told me she was having her baby, I was like, damn, like, you know what I mean? CNN alerts? I want to know if a nuke is coming. I don't need to know if Chloe's given a baby.
Mm-hmm. And I'm shocked China, because China and Amber are best friends, so I wonder if China was speaking through Amber or China was like, I'm just not going to say anything. No.
China was laughing about the whole thing. Yeah. You know she was
and
like,
you know China's too petty.
China is petty.
She threw her baby's stroller at somebody at the park.
Oh my God, you guys.
Like, come on. She is too petty.
Why don't we this video?
Yes.
You haven't seen it?
No, I saw it, but we don't have it here. If you haven't, China got a little crazy at Six Flags, and her stroller company took her sponsorship away.
Oh my!
After she was hollering at
someone.
I love
how she had a sponsorship to begin with.
I know, for a stroller company.
That's ridiculous.
Which she used. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get to the birth, which is the light at the end of the tunnel and all this, I guess. So Chloe welcomed her first child on Thursday morning. Not only were Kris Jenner, Kim, and Courtney there, Malika was there. And Tristan was there too. Mm. Baby and mom are healthy. Everyone's trying to stay positive during this time. An insider spilled, it wasn't exactly how we expected it to happen, but for now, all anyone cares about and is talking about is the baby. Everyone is thrilled. Despite everything else going on, this is an incredibly happy day. The drama isn't going to overshadow it.
Well, that's already a lie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, whoever wrote that statement, that's cute, and I know what you're trying to do, but no, the focus should be on the baby. And I feel like that family is all about the baby.
Oh, they love babies. So, Pop another one out.
Yeah, you know they're enjoying the baby, but I think out of respect, he should have been there for sure. I kind of agree with that statement, because I know a lot of people are like, I wouldn't. But I heard she held his hand.
What do you mean?
She held his hand when she was delivering the baby.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Oh, y'all would have held. Happened to you, you're gonna tell me you would have held his hand during.
Well, we were talking about this before we started airing tonight, and I was saying like, how devastating would this be that there's this huge cheating scandal break, and this person that you're supposed to be closest to is deceiving you, and your birth is supposed to be the best time of your life, but I feel like you have to suck it up. You're giving birth. You hold the hand, I'm assuming.
That's what I'm
thinking. Or else she probably wouldn't have him in the delivery room, right?
I'd have been like, you sit there, you can watch it, and then get the hell out. That's what I would have done. I'm bitter about it, though.
Mm-mm. I'm so bitter. I didn't believe it when I first saw it. I thought it was fake.
Exactly.
I have to plug Revenge Body, though, because you have the baby weight, right? Mm-hmm. So, girl, just get your revenge body back and just do it again. Mm-hmm. Because, look, the best thing that can ever... Personally, I'll speak, too. The best thing that ever happened to me in my life was somebody leaving me or mistreating me, and then you get your life back in order. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The same thing's going to happen. So, it's like...
Lamar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She would not be where she was today if she didn't have that heartbreak from Lamar. Mm-hmm. So, imagine the evolution that's going to happen again.
Evolution.
It is. Totally. It's like a Pokemon. It's like a Pokemon. She's going to evolve into a different version of herself. Watch, I'm telling you. Or she's going to take him back, and then we're just going to talk about that later.
She's definitely taking him back.
Yeah. Don't say that. I pray to God she doesn't.
Don't worry. That's the next poll question. We'll get there.
Oh, no.
I know. So let's take a break from the cheating scandal for a minute, and we're going to go to Kim and Courtney's vacation, which happened in Turks and Caicos. We have a picture right here. Nice. Them strolling on the beach in bikinis. They took some time away from mommy duties for a mini vacation together. They were seen snapping sexy photos of themselves, paddle boarding, riding bikes, soaking up the sun, and not being with their sister during this cheating scandal.
Kardashian money. That's all I'm looking at right now. And I would do the same thing. But on that note, what you just said, oh my God, I'd be on the first, you know, private jet on my way there and stay the whole time. We were just saying before this.
Yeah.
They went for the birth and they're like, hey, sis, we out.
The timing seemed like they were still vacationing when the whole thing hit, and then they went for the birth, and then...
Maybe they said, hey, we're not going to mess up our vacation. I'm going to come. I'm going to be by your side, sis. Hold your hand. Love you. Love you. Gotta go. Gotta go back to the sun.
Oh, my God. I would kill somebody.
I know. Stayed for my 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm on vacation. I don't have my kids. I'm sorry.
Gotta take that mommy time.
Okay, they have all kids and they're back home. So maybe
we'll have three kids.
It kind of felt like it was one night. You have the baby and we're out the next day.
Right. I think we have one more picture of Kim on the beach. Look at her.
I saw something where she was talking about how she just switched up her workout routine, and it looks great to get abs.
Yeah.
Look at that flat stomach.
I know. It's wonderful. Annoying. Two baby. Oh, three. No, two. Two.
Okay. A lot of hard work, but a little bit of help from a doctor.
Just
a little nip and a little tuck. Yeah. And you know what? I would do the same thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, let me get some Kardashian money. I'll be for on the first table.
Y'all won't see me for a month. I'll be on the table recovering.
Yep. Exactly. So let's jump over to Kylie Jenner. She just unveiled some four new shades. I know. She unveiled four new shades joining the Kylie Lip Kit lineup. She took to Instagram on Monday, show off the new additions, all of which launched on April 10th. So,
work it, girl.
More makeup, $500 million, girl.
Exactly. I heard Courtney's getting hers now, finally.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's gonna be Court. Yeah.
It looked cute. The packaging looked really cute.
Also, her own line?
No, like Kylie. Chef Coco did her thing. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about, so I worked on Life with Kylie and we did this investigation on the lipsticks and all the stuff that are at the fashion district in LA, where you can buy it real cheap, but it's not the real thing.
Sandy Alley.
Oh. Okay, yes. But recently, somebody, political state level went and, analyzed what's in it. Girl, the fake stuff has feces in it.
No.
Yeah, so now, if you were trying to get some bootleg on the low,
don't do it.
You can't anymore. They took it all. You can never get a fake Kylie anything anymore.
Wow. That's really good.
I did just get the KKW by Mario palette. Came this
are you
week.
Wearing it?
Is that the eyeshadow?
Oh, yes. I did the blue. I tried. It's hard.
I shot you out for that. It's cute.
It's hard to do the blue. You just got to keep putting it on. Keep putting more makeup on, and then it looks okay, I guess.
I've always wanted to do makeup. Right?
Lucky.
It's fun. Being a girl is fun. You get to do things and be all cute. We're like, we'd have to put a shirt on and hit the road, you know?
We had Brian from Glam Masters here last week, and he had highlighter all over his cheekbones and collarbones.
Some boys can pull it off, though.
He pulled it off, and then he came in some purple heels. Oh my gosh, those heels were to die for. I said, you better slay. He pulls it off.
Can you imagine me in heels? It'd be weird.
You'd fall, maybe?
No, I would stomp the hell out of this floor.
That was so wrong of me.
Are you kidding?
Don't you disrespect Will.
I would stomp the hell out of this floor.
Don't disrespect him.
Okay, now sticking with our dear, lovely Kylie.
No way you said that. Okay.
It just came
out.
Our dear Kylie Jenner, the mommy, the newest
Look at
mommy.
That ass, though.
I know. Kylie Jenner showed off her daughter Stormy's latest designer accessory, a Fendi stroller, which you can custom order for $12,500.
Wow.
While on a walk with her two-month-old baby girl, Stormy, on
just
Thursday.
Just a cash amount.
I know. She showed off her matching gear on Instagram and the TV star looked over her shoulder coyly while wearing black shades and a Fendi dress.
She's living her best life.
She sure is. I feel like only at 20.
This is what she wanted. She wanted to be a mom. I really feel like this is what she wanted.
You know, though, I will say it's almost like a new puppy.
Say it.
Okay, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, but like she's gonna love that baby forever. But it's like, now what? Now what? What next? Another baby? Exactly. Another?
Because I feel like that's how you are when you're rich and famous and you have everything. And,
yeah.
You
know, what can you do else?
Now she's had the baby. Exactly. Get married.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't not see the really. I'm still actually shocked that she is still with
Travis.
Same.
Travis gag. I almost said ASAP Rocky. Travis Scott. Travis Scott.
I know.
Yeah, it's a gag for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm, she looks good. She looked good with that pink hair for Coachella over the weekend.
I know. Did you see she went to Coachella? She had like a pink wig and she captioned the photo, "I'm a cool mom."
That's yes,
like the mean
that.
Girls.
I approve of that, actually. I was about to talk badly about the whole, like, who's taking care of your baby, girl? Mm-hmm. Where the
you
baby
know she got
at,
four
mama?
Nannies?
I know, but like if I was a new mom, nobody touching that baby.
That's true.
Nobody.
Okay, so let's do our last poll of the day, which we tweeted out this morning.
Oh, that's right. It's sad. I can already tell.
Will Chloe and Tristan stay together? Folks?
I hope not, for her sake.
Yeah, I don't see it for the long run. I see maybe a year and a half, maybe two, max. She's done.
I also want to throw this prediction out again. Sex addict. He's going to pull that card. I promise you. And she's going to stay with him until he gets out of rehab.
Mm-hmm. I just find it so funny how, like, for some odd reason, I was thinking, like, Hollywood is low-key kind of small. Because Tristan's baby's mama is, she got cheated on. And then her cousin, who was Kevin Hart's wife, got cheated on. And now Chloe's getting cheated on. It's like a whole little another circle there. But what are the odds of Tristan's baby mama and her cousin, Kevin Hart, cheating on his wife? And it's like, dang.
They must have like a meetup. Like all the thoughts in LA are like, hey, queen, meet up at 12 p.m. on Saturday. Let's figure out which celebrity we're going to scam tonight.
Exactly. And make sure they're all somehow connected.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like 73% of you guys agreed and said, nope, she'll find another one. And here's my thought. Do you think that obviously he's been cheating this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure more stories are going to come out. It's just going to keep on snowballing. But do you think that he's going to stop, or do you think he's just going to keep doing it? Like
if they stay together, will he continue to cheat?
Right, right. We know that he's going to be a cheater, obviously.
Right.
But do you think that he's going to cheat again with Chloe?
He's going to take a break. I think he will. Right now, he's going to lay low.
Lay low, low.
Exactly. Because it's groupie. Unfortunately, it's like I feel bad for him, but then I don't. Because I understand, like, groupies sometimes pop up at your hotel. They're in your room. They get a key. They're right there. So the pressure is hard. But it's up to you to say, listen, I got a good one at home. I got my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're 26, I don't need this.
Exactly. When you're 26, you don't have that will.
You don't have to settle down yet.
Well, and you also just don't have your testosterone. I mean, his body's and shit. His testosterone is flowing. And when a really cute girl comes around and sticks her little thumb out and says, hey, you know, like, it's honestly, it's going to be hard to resist that.
Right.
Absolutely. Temptation.
Exactly. Not that gives him any excuse, but it's like, if you know you can't handle, be single. Mm-hmm. Period. Exactly. Don't be breaking people's lives. Because she's a grown woman, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
She's a grown woman, and she has her career. She deserves a man who compliments her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or have some better friends. Like, have some better homeboys who are listen, you know you got a good girl, Tristan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on, boy, you don't need her. Or have the homeboys like, nah, he good, he all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Except you know all his friends are like, exactly.
Or pass him to the friend. Homie, pass him to the friend. Like, I'm good, but my homeboy right here needs, you know, whatever.
Or, guys, just a suggestion, it's 2018. Be in an open relationship so nobody is in trouble.
There you go.
Go do your thing on the side. And also, she was pregnant, and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, how often were they actually, like, being intimate together? Because she's full pregnant. Like, maybe he was just fiending and was like, you know what? I can't even handle this anymore. Either way, not cute, Tristan.
Either way,
not cute.
Not good. Either way. Well, we're going to have to see and find out. I just can't wait for her to make a release a statement.
Yes. Yeah, I know. We're all waiting.
Because I feel like I read something that said, she said, God has a reason for everything or something like that. Did you guys see that?
Uh-huh. No. What?
I don't know.
What's the thing?
It was like, God has a reason. God has a way.
Okay, so God told him to go.
God told him to go get those hoes.
But that's the positive part of herself trying to pull her life that's in shambles back together.
I know. I mean, as someone that has met Chloe... What?
Any final thoughts? I mean, obviously, I'm not, like, a home girl to her. We're not by any means, like, best friends or anything. But I will say, like, she changed my life. So, like, I have a soft place in my heart forever.
Right.
So, like, I genuinely feel bad for her. And I will say we vibed a lot mm-hmm. on set and off. And I've seen her multiple times since. And mm-hmm. she treats me like a friend. Not like, okay, you're on my show, bye. And I know the core of her. Like, you know when you can just pick up on somebody? She did not deserve this.
No.
Regardless if you're a Kardashian, regardless if you're a celebrity, regardless of how much money. Like, she really, I think, the one thing that she wanted was a family.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And it just...
And she was so close.
But it's like, okay, if she's all about timing and God and stuff and like that, it's like, then okay, girl, like, wait until it comes for you. Mm-hmm. But also, God wants you to do things for yourself, and don't be going with no 26-year-old NBA. It was not even a first, like, he's not the best either. like, go with a man. Go with a man
yeah.
who will... You know, and everybody feels that with
good
you.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel bad for her, but I'm also my heart's in revenge body forever and ever, and I'm thinking, dang, when's the season 3 gonna come? Because you know, she's not. Imagine a camera in front of her right now. There's no way she'll be put together.
I know.
Season 3 not coming until maybe 2020 will.
Yeah, I'm no, sorry, I know. I can feel it. She is not ready.
I want her to go off, and I want to hear her go off. It's always sad hearing these cheating scandals and. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll have a lot more developments next week for you guys and some more gossip. Thank you so much for watching us. And thank you to my lovely co-hosts. Howard, where can we find you on social media?
Yes, everybody, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And Will, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for
having awesome
me.
As usual. Yay. Where can we find you?
I don't ever use Twitter, but if you want to, it's WONTIVER. But Instagram is poppin'. It's Will Ontiveros TV on Instagram.
Instagram is poppin'. You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti underscore Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina. I'm like, where can you find me? Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time on Kardashians Weekly. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.